This is Andy Shore from Washington, D.C. with the Pulmonary and Critical Care Literature Update. I'd like to point out an article that was in the October 17th issue of the New England Journal of Medicine. This is the TEOSPR study, which is a large randomized controlled trial looking at tiotropium, our prototype of long-acting antimuscarinic agents delivered via two mechanisms, via the handihaler and the Respimat. Tiotropium is a crucial tool in our armamentarium to address COPD. And in the original large randomized controlled trial that really proved the value of this molecule, the UPLIFT study, it was relatively clear that this drug was important at reducing the rate of COPD exacerbations in our patients with COPD. Subsequent to that trial, there have been a number of meta-analyses which have reached conflicting adult results regarding the safety of tiotropium delivered either via the handihaler, which is what we currently essentially use, or via the newer mechanism, the Respimat. The focus has been on cardiovascular toxicity. There was concern about the safety from a cardiovascular standpoint prior to UPLIFT, but UPLIFT, which was a placebo-controlled trial, showed no signal of cardiovascular toxicity. Again, after that trial, looking at the studies with the Respimat, there have been several meta-analyses that suggest there might be cardiovascular toxicity associated with the Respimat device that isn't seen with the handihaler device. Why might that be? Well, the Respimat uses a different technology and potentially allows a delivery of more drug to the lung and perhaps therefore more systemic absorption. And that might lead to a mechanism that would biologically explain or to support the hypothesis that there's a safety concern with the Respimat device. In order to address this concern specifically and forthrightly, these investigators conducted a nearly 17,500 person study randomizing patients with COPD to one of three arms: a low-dose Respimat arm for tiotropium, a higher-dose Respimat arm for tiotropium, and then the standard tiotropium handihaler dose in terms of looking at what we use to treat COPD. On average, these patients were followed for nearly 2.3 years, some of course longer, some of course shorter, and in this randomized controlled trial, it was driven until they had enough deaths or enough events to really analyze what they were looking for. So it was an event-driven trial, it wasn't a time-driven trial. The primary endpoint for the study was in fact all-cause mortality, but the investigators looked at a number of important secondary endpoints such as cardiovascular-related toxicities and time to first exacerbation, all of which are crucial issues that we would really need to understand if we were going to understand how the Respimat device could be used or could replace the traditional handihaler. In this study, the patients tended to have what you'd expect for COPD. The mean FEV1 was at about the 50% range, and about 60 to 70% of patients, or closer to two-thirds rather, were on other agents besides the LAMA, including inhaled corticosteroids and LABA. And about a third were still smoking. So essentially an appropriate population in terms of generalizability. In this study, when they looked at mortality, the mortality rate was approximately 7.5% in each of the three arms studied, the traditional handihaler arm and then the two Respimat arms. And when you even pooled the two Respimat arms together to look at the Respimat combined versus the handihaler, no difference in mortality. So again, with a very long follow-up period, there was no difference in mortality between these two devices. In addition, there was no difference in cardiovascular toxicity profiles between this, and both drugs tended to be very well tolerated. What's important to realize about this trial is that they made an effort to specifically include patients with underlying cardiovascular disease in terms of either ischemic disease or stroke. About 10 to 15% of the patients had a history of that. They were not excluded from the trials. They did not essentially eliminate, say, a high-risk population for cardiovascular events from entry because they really wanted to focus on safety. Now, that population, again, is not the largest part of the population. It's about 15%. But in their subgroups analyses of these patients, which are of course large subgroups, there was no signal of a difference in terms of morbidity or mortality. So again, by taking on that challenge, it really helps conclusively answer some questions. When it comes to safety issues, it's always a challenge because you're being asked to disprove a negative. And no initial clinical trial almost ever answers enough safety questions because our history of drug development in this country is littered with examples of drugs that were approved on small to medium sample sizes, which when introduced into a larger and more diverse market space, there are new toxicities that become evident. The beauty of TEOSPR is that it is a 17,000 person study with a very long follow-up period. As the accompanying editorial says, this essentially conclusively answers this question about safety. It also demonstrates an important principle when you look at the literature. Meta-analyses cannot be considered conclusive, they can be considered hypothesis generating. Now, sometimes for some disease states, that's the best we're going to get because of the sample size. But when we have definitive large randomized controlled trials, that's the way to go. And basically, the experience with UPLIFT and with this study, TEOSPAR, demonstrate that we can execute these large randomized controlled trials in pulmonary populations, particularly those with COPD, and do it very expeditiously. So we really should now hold ourselves to the standard of expecting these kinds of studies to help guide our therapy. The article, again, is in the October 17th issue of the New England Journal of Medicine. I think it's an important article for us to look at as pulmonologists who treat COPD. This is Andy Shore from Washington, D.C. Thank you.